Is Avodah Zarah Daf Nun Zayin. We left off in Daf Nun Vavim Beis, because I'm going to have to leave a little early today because I've been getting to Yeshiva on Sundays way too late. You know, when we started giving Daf on Sundays, I was leaving at 8:20, and things just kept on moving forward. I got too involved and started leaving at 8:30, but I'm not really allowed to do that. So got to leave a little early today, so let's try to get moving here. Okay, we are holding on Daf Nun Vavam and Beis. We were discussing yesterday the different ways that an Oveg Chavim who touches wine. We started the Yenos Sugyos of Yain Nesech and Stam Yenom, so we were discussing the different ways that an Oveg Chavim who touches wine could aser the wine. So we are holding now, about four lines from the bottom of the page, on Nun Vavam and Beis, Hahu Uvda. Says the Gemara, Hu Uvda Dahavah Ben Arda. There was a story, an episode that happened in Arda. Didoshu Yisrael Vavid Chavim Lahu Chamra, that Yisrael and Ovid Chavim together were pressing the wine with their feet. The case was, as we learned yesterday, their hands must have been tied behind their backs, so there wasn't an issue of the Ovid Chavim touching the wine with his hands, but Al Yidei Regel, he was touching the wine by stepping on the wine, by pressing it. So Vishaya Shmuel Tosa Rigli, and Shmuel waited three regalim before issuing any sort of psak halacha on this case. So Rashi says, why Tosa Rigli? That the emphasis is on regalim, because it was at the regalim that there would be meetings of talmidei chachamim, because people would get together and would go over the halachos. They would have shiurim on the halachos of the different yom tovim. So that's when talmidei chachamim would gather together. So at every rabbinic conference, it gave him an opportunity to discuss this halacha. It was a complicated matter, and he wanted to consult with other people. You have a similar gemara in Maseches Yevamos, and of Kuf Chav Beis Amar Aleph, where the Gemara says that the case came to Abaye, and Shahisa Tlasa Rigli, and Abaye also delayed three regalim. Over there, however, Rashi adds a little bit more. If you notice in the margin of the page over here, it tells you to look in Yevamos Kuf Chav Beis Amar Aleph and in Rashi there. So what does Rashi say over there? So it says Rashi, Shei Talmidei Chacham Nikbatzim Lishmo Drasha Hilchus Pesach BePesach, that the Talmidei Chacham would come to hear the Drasha of relating to the Yom Tov, Vaisa Shoel Mayhem, and that at that time it would give him an opportunity to ask them what they thought about this shaila. So it gave him an opportunity to consult on the psak halacha. So that's the same Rashi as we have over here. He just adds the words vayishoelus lahem to make it a little bit more clear what exactly the role of the drasha plays in determining this psak halacha. But then Rashi in Yevamos quotes a totally different pshat. He says, "B'tshuvas ha'ga'onim matzasi, I found in the tshuvas ha'ga'onim kol hanach rigli damarai hainu yom." When it says these rigli, it's not referring to the Sholosh Regalim and the Shirim they had prior to the Sholosh Regalim. It's referring to the day, the yard site of an Adam Gadol. Kovmos al-Kvodo, they would make a big day in his honor. And when that day would arrive, Talmidei Chacham from all over the neighboring areas would get together. And they would come to his kever with everyone else in order to make a yeshiva there. I mean, it sounds like in order to go and to learn there. So that was the regel that we're talking about. But the point is, it's the same idea in the sense that they waited for a time where he'd be able to consult with other Talmidei Chachamim. He wanted to know if there was something out there that might change his mind or might guide him in giving this psak halacha. What's interesting about this Rashi is that this Rashi is well known in certain circles, because in places where they don't say tachnun on anybody's on people's yard sites, on the yard sites of tzaddikim, let's say in Chasidus Shtibulach, sometimes they'll say, well, it's the yard site of this one, the yard site of that one, so they're not going to say tachnun. So they point to Yevamos Kuf Chav Beis as this Rashi, Yevamos Kuf Chav Beis, as the reason that they don't say tachnun on those yard sites. Where does it say anything about not saying tachnun on the yard site? The old Rashi says that on the yard site they would have gatherings of Talmidei Chachamim, but Rashi says that's the translation of the word rigli, that it's tlasa rigli. So you see that the yard site of Talmidei Chacham is like a regal, it's considered like a yantif. On the yantif you don't say tachnun, mela, you're not gonna say tachnun on the yard site of a tzaddik. That's the tzushtel that they make. Now you could argue you don't have seudos of basar. You don't have an isra malacha. It's not literally like a yantiv, obviously, in regards to a lot of other areas. But nevertheless, that's the Rashi that they quote. So anyway, back in our Gemara. So what's going on in our Gemara? So you had this case where the Jew and the non-Jew were pressing the wine with their feet, and they didn't know what to paskin. So Shmuel wanted to wait 3 regal until he determined what to paskin. So my time is asking, what was he delaying for? What was he waiting for? What did he anticipate was going to happen? If it's because he was thinking, if I find any Tana that holds like Rabbi Nassan, that the wine that's touched by the Ovid Kuchavim, even by his feet, is Aser Bahana'a, that I'm going to Aser it even Bahana'a, and that's what he was waiting for, to see if he could find such a Tana, the Tanya, because we learned in Braisa, Maddu Bein Biyad Bein Beregel. Let's say you're measuring the level of the wine, you have a big vat of wine, and you want to know how high the water level is of the wine, you want to know where it is exactly, so if you measure it either by sticking your hand in, or by sticking your foot in directly to see how high it goes up on your arm, or how high it goes up on your regel, but we're talking about a guy doing that, if the guy is modated in that way, yimacher, then you're allowed to sell it, meaning it's you're not allowed to drink that wine, it was touched by Novik Chavim, but you're allowed to sell it because he didn't have kavana to be menasech the yayin, to use it as yayin nesach, so you're allowed to get hanah from it, you're allowed to sell it. Rabbi Nassan Omer, Rabbi Nassan says no. Biyad aser, beregel mutter. When it's biyad, when it's done by hand, it's going to be aser. When it's done by foot, it's going to be mutter. So emor dam Rabbi Nassan biyad beregel miyamar. So if your taina is that Shmuel was waiting to see if there's anyone that holds that this wine is going to be aser even by no, you're not even going to be allowed to sell it. Where would he have such a shita based on Rabbi Nassan? Because Rabbi Nassan holds that the wine is aser by no, even though the guy doesn't have kavana for nisuch. So, but still, even Rabbi Nassan only holds that it's aser by no. If it's done by hand, if the measuring is done by hand, beregel, when a guy touches it, beregel, without kavanah l'nisuch, even Rabbi Nassan doesn't say that. So what could Shmuel have been waiting for? Shmuel could not have been waiting for someone who holds like Rabbi Nassan, because Rabbi Nassan doesn't affect his case. Shmuel's case was a case of regel, it was not a case of yad. Ella, rather, what was Shmuel waiting for? Dimashkach natana deshari krabi shimon isharia filu b'shtia. He was hoping that if he found a tana that holds that it's mutter, like Rabbi Shimon, who holds that if a guy touches wine without having kavanah to be menasech, that you're even allowed to drink it. So Shmuel wanted to see if there's anyone that holds that way. If there's somebody else that holds that if a guy touches wine without kavana, that you're even allowed to drink it. So then he was going to be mekel, and he was even going to allow them to drink such wine. If you look at Rashi, tap Rashi, imashkach natana da'asak Rabbi Nassan yayin bahana'a b'mago shalovid kuchavim, that the original havamina was that he was waiting to see if anyone holds like Rabbi Nassan, that wine that a guy touches should be asr bahana'a, even though he wasn't menasech to avodah zara. And here's a key line of Rashi: the nisuch lohavi aser ba'anah ella al yidei shichshuch. So Rashi has this comment that nisuch is only aser ba'anah when you shake it around, when you shake the wine around, when you rattle it a little bit. That's when it's going to be aser ba'anah. Otherwise, it's not going to be aser ba'anah. So there's a lot of discussion on that line of Rashi exactly whether that's true, whether shichshuch is the determining factor in what's going to make wine aser ba'anah. Fine, says the Gemara Vayter. Hahu uvda. There was another story that happened. It's a little bit of a choppy Gemara when you try to determine what the halacha is by Yayin Nesach, because there are just a lot of stories, and we have to determine what the takeaway from each of the stories are. So, who of the there was a story Dava beBiram that occurred in a place called Biram. Dahu Ovid Kuchavim Dava Kasalik Bedikla. There was an Ovid Kuchavim, a non-Jew, who was climbing a dekel tree, a palm tree, Vaisi Luliva, and on his way down, he was bringing a lulav down. He wanted a branch of the palm tree. For whatever reason, he needed a lulav. Not lemitzvah probably, but for whatever reason, he wanted to use it as a broom, whatever. So he's taking a lulav down from the palm tree. But as he's climbing down, he lost control a little bit, and the tip of the lulav touched wine shelo bekavana. Now the wine that it touched, there's a barrel of wine sitting there. That wine belongs to a Jew. This Ovid Kochavim is climbing down the tree. He's got this lulav in in his hand, and the tip of the lulav touches the wine. So the guy doesn't touch the wine directly. You have two issues over here. Number one, he's not touching it directly. He's not touching it with his hand, he's touching it with the lulav. Number two, it's shela bekavana. He's not intending to touch it. It was completely accidental that the tip of the lulav touched the wine. So sharya rav luzvuni lov de kachavim. Rav said, okay, so it's mutter to sell that wine to novik kachavim, because you're allowed to get hana'ah from that wine. Since it was maga al yidei davar acher, shelo bekavana, he touched it with an intermediary, and it was shelo bekavana, okay, you can get hana'ah from it. So amar le Rav Kana Rav Asi le Rav, so Rav Kana and Rav Asi say to Rav, v'amar hudam artinok ben yomo hu also yai nasach, but you're the one that holds, Rav, that even if a tinok ben yomo, even if just a one-day-old baby who doesn't know anything and is incapable of even having kavana, touches wine, that it's going to make it yayin esach. So how can you be matir over here to sell it to a guy and get hanah from it just because he didn't have kavana to touch it? Tinok ben yomo doesn't have kavana to touch it, and you yourself hold that's asr. Samar lahu, emar damriyana b'shtia. He says, no, when did I ever say that if a tinok touches wine, it's going to be a problem? It's a problem for drinking it. Bahana'a mi amri, but is it a problem for getting hana'a from it? It's not a problem of hana'a from the wine, it's only a problem for drinking the wine. So bahana'a, it's going to be mutter, so my psakim are consistent with each other. Now if you take a look at Tosos over here, there's a major girsa issue over here, and that's going to determine a major issue in psak halacha. If you look at Tosos, it says, Hachi garsinan barov hasvarim, the long Tosos over here starts, Hachi garsinan barov hasvarim, bahadi de kanachas naga beresha du leave a bechamra shelo bekavana. That the girsa in most svarim is that as the guy was climbing down the tree, the tip of the lulav touched the wine shelo bekavana. So says Tosfos, based on this girsa, we would conclude the following. Ulfi girsa zu chashvinan maga ovid kochavim al yedei davar acher kimo maga ovid kochavim begufo. Based on this, it would seem that when a guy touches al yedei davar acher, it doesn't make a difference. It's the same as touching directly. I mean, you go back at the whole shakla v'tari of the Gemara. What happened over here? A guy was climbing down a tree. He touched the lulav with the wine shelo bekavana, but it was also with the lulav, wasn't with his hand. And what's the kasha that they ask on Rav right away when Rav says that it's okay to sell it? They ask on Rav, oh, why is that any different than a tinok ben yomo? Well, tinok ben yomo that touches wine is shelo bekavana. In that way, it's similar. But a tinok ben yomo touches directly. It's not al yidei davar acher. So what's the comparison? How can you say that, oh, the same case, how can you say that it's mutter to sell when the guy touched it with the lulav, a tinok ben yomo, you hold his aser? Well, what's the kasha? They're totally different cases. Elamai, the Gemara is assuming the entire time that the fact that you touch al yidei davar acher is totally irrelevant. Whether you touch it directly or you touch it using a stick or a lulav or whatever, it doesn't make a difference. Touching is touching. The whole issue is only an issue of kavana. That's what you would get out of this Gemara the way we have this girsa. Now Tosfos goes on the attack and he asks five different kashas on this girsa and on this conclusion la halacha. We're not going to do all five kashas. Many of them have to do with gemaras that we haven't seen yet. But he has five kashas. He has five, and he also deals with two rayas that this would be correct, and rejects both rayas that this might be correct. Now the first kasha we could take a look at. The kasha about seven lines into Tosfos. V'kasha l'fi zeh chada d'dvar tema hu lomar d'chashvinu magau al yidei davar acher d'lavi ala shelo bekavana k'mo magau begufo shelo bekavana li'asa b'shtia. He says, it's just very strange, misvara. Before we get into any of the kashas from the Gemara, misvara, it's a dvar tema. Very strange to say that touching al yidei davar acher should have the same exact din as touching directly. That doesn't sound right. So that's the only kasha we're really equipped to understand at this point in time. There are a lot of other Gemaras that he has rayas from, but just misvara. It doesn't sound right that should be the halacha, that the two should be the same. So Tulsa says, if you look way down toward the end of Tulsa, about 5-6 lines before the end, Lakach Nira L'Rabbeinu Tam Girsas Rabbeinu Chananu V'Halachas Kedolos. He says, therefore, we need to go back to a different Girsa, not the Girsa that we have in our Gemara, but we have to stick with the Girsa of Rabbeinu Chananu V'Halachas Kedolos V'Chei Nimsu B'Tshuvas HaGaonim D'Lo Garas B'Reisha D'Luliva Ela naga b'chamra. Doesn't say anything about touching it with the lulav. He happened to have been on a dekel tree, but he wasn't taking a lulav and he didn't touch the wine with the lulav. It just says that he was climbing down the tree and he touched the wine. He touched the wine with his hand. That's the case. Ulahach yasa le Rav b'shtia. And that's why Rav said it's aser. Davle mago v'chavim b'gufo shalom b'kavana. Because now it's a case of a guy touching the wine unintentionally. He didn't mean to touch the wine, but he touched the wine physically with his hand. Ulakamon lo garis v'kanaga b'natla. Okay, so he's dealing with a later Gemara. So he says, and now we understand, Rav Kahn and Rav Asi start asking from the case of the Tinoch. Because now it's exactly like the case of the Tinoch. If the guy climbing down the tree, when he touches the wine with his hand, so what's the whole issue? He's touching it directly, but it's Shalom B'Kavana. That's exactly like the Tinoch Ben Yomo. Tinoch Ben Yomo touches the wine directly, but it's Shalom B'Kavana. So it's...
I'm sorry. Do I need to assume that the Kavana means that he knows the halachas of Yari Nesach?
No, that he means to touch it. That he means to touch it.
Intentional versus unintentional. So the nowadays, with a waiter pouring you non-Mushal wine, and he has no idea that it's Yari Nesach or that it's even
halachas. But he intends to pour the wine.
But he has no idea that it's even... He's a guy, and he has no idea that it's something that's awesome.
Yeah, no, but again, Kavan over here just means he intends to touch the wine. We're going to get to nowadays whether now that it's not something that's done anymore. That's Amud Beis. There's a big tells us about that. Now that it's not something that's done anymore, is this still a concern? But that's not related to this sugya. Meaning the issue of Kavan is, did he mean to touch it? Or was it incidental touching? Right, so we'll get to what the status is of the chavim who don't know any better. But the question is just kavana lingobo, kavana to try to touch it. Yeah. Okay. So if you look at Tosos, Tinoch Ben Yoma Osi Yayin Nesach says Tosos Pirush Vaser B'Shtia. Right, and it's also to drink because if a Tinoch Ben Yoma touches it. So Frak Tosos Vim Tomar Kivan the Rav Posik LeKaman Rabbi Shimon Maishna Tinoch Ben Yoma Minafel LeBar VaAla DeShari Rabbi Shimon. If a person falls into a bar of Yayin Nesach and then comes out, Rabbi Shimon says that's Mutter, totally accidental. He fell in. So why is that any different than a Tinoch? Rav Paskins like Rabbi Shimon that that's Mutter. And yet over here, Rav says it's asur when the tinok touches it. So he says, Yeshlomer disavar de b'maka tinok v'shichshicho ika lemigzar atu gadol. When a tinok touches it in the normal way, when he moves it around, so there's a gezeira of the tinok atu, lest a gadol were to touch it, and lest you be matir by a gadol. Avol nafal abar mucha mils da anis. But the very way in which the touching goes on when a person is nafal abar shows that it was an accident. No one intends to fall into the bar. The very way in which he touches it is evident that it's an onus and lo shaykh lemigzer midi, and therefore it's not shaykh that you're going to confuse that with something else and you're going to think something else is mutter. Fine, period. Says the Gemara Vayter. Gufo, once we're discussing this issue of a tinok, so let's revisit this issue of a tinok a little bit. Amarav, tinok ben yomo osa yayin nesach. A tinok ben yomo that touches wine makes that wine into yayin nesach. Esvei Rav Simi Bar Chiya l'Rav. So Rav Simi Bar Chiya asks on Rav, we have a brisa tosefta that says as follows: Halokeach avadim mina ovdei kochavim shemalav lo tavlu. If let's say you purchase avadim from a non-Jew, and these avadim have gone through mila already, but they have not yet gone through tevila, so their gerus process is not yet done. They're maluv lo tavlu, and we say that gerus is only completed when you have mila and tevila. V'chein b'nei ha-shvachos shemaluv lo tavlu. Similarly, if you have b'nei ha-shvachos, you have shvachos who give birth to children, and also they were maluv lo tavlu. So the halacha is rokan umidrasan b'shuk tamei. Their saliva, their bodily fluids, and their medrus, whatever they sit on, lean on in the shuk, is going to be considered tamei because they're still considered to be ovdei kochavim. And the halacha is that the chachamim where goes there that an ovid kochavim has a din of zav, so they're still metamei everything like a zav. Nothing to do with us yet. Va'amri latar, and some say no, it's tar, it's okay, even though they're not yet totally Jewish, they're close enough. Yenon, but when it comes to their wine, now, by the way, the Va'amri Latahar, so there's a Chuvas Minchas Halazar, Chelet Gimel Simchas, who says that if a person who's Mal Velotaval, who's going through the Gerus process, and had Mila, but did not yet have Tvila, dies, you should be covering him Bekever Yisrael. you should bury him in Kevri Yisrael. And they bring a smach from this Gemara that Vamri Latar, that according to one opinion, that he already loses the gzeros of Tumas Zav that we have on an Akum. So you see, he's considered, there is such a thing as a partial Jew. He's considered at least a partial Jew, even at Mol Velotavel. But according to Tosos on the bottom, Tosos, Gedolim and Ketanim Lo, Tosos seems to assume that it's Dafka in regards to Taharos, that the Chachamim were Choshesh for Hefsitaros, that's why the Chachamim were Makel and said that he's not going to be Tamei. That's where they took away that status, that Gezeru Drabban, that he has the status of a Zav. So if that's the case, then certainly there's no Raya about burying the guy in a Jewish cemetery. That's got nothing to do with Taharos. But anyway, that's not the main point of what we're bringing this Tosefta for. We're bringing it for the next line. Yena, and what about the wine that's touched by this guy that's Mol Velo Taval? So Gedolim Osin Yayin Nesach, Ketanim Ein Osin Yayin Nesach. Depends. If it's touched by an adult who's been Mol Velo Taval, so then the wine becomes Yayin Nesach. If it was touched by a child, it does not become Yayin Nesach. Ve'elu hen Gedolim ve'elu hen Ketanim. How do we define Gedolim and Ketanim in this context? Gedolim Yodim B'tiv Avot Tzchav M'Shamshel. Ketanim Ein Yodim B'tiv Avot Tzchav M'Shamshel. Gedolim are people who understand Avodah Zarah, what it's all about. Ketanim are people who don't understand what the Avodah Zarah is all about. But bottom line is, and we're going to get back to that issue later on. But first the Gemara says, wait a second, what do we get from this Tosefta? Ketanim miyas, Gedolim in Ketanim lo. That only Gedolim, when they touch the wine, does it become Yayin Nesach. When Ketanim touch the wine, it does not become Yayin Nesach. Aye, but you, Rav, just said that a Tinok ben Yomo is also Yayin Nesach. That even a one-day-old baby that touches the wine, it becomes Yayin Nesach. So how are you going to explain this Tosefta that says very explicitly that Ketanim that touch the wine does not become Yayin Nesach? So says Gemara Tirgama Abnei Shvachas. Now this diuk of Gedolim in Ketanim lo, that Ketanim don't make a Yayin Nesach, was only a case of Bnei Shvachas. That wasn't going on the case of a regular person who was halfway through converting. It was talking about someone who was the child of a Shivka that was in a Jewish home. That's where we're going to be Mekel. Frakti Gemara HaVechein Ka'amar. But the Tosefta used the term Vechein, and the terminology Vechein seems to indicate an equation between the two cases, between a regular Ovid Chavim that's Mal V'lo Taval and Bnei Shvachos. So how can you say that it's only going on Bnei Shvachos? So it says, Arokun Madresan. Now, the other halacha about the Tumah of the Rok, their general Tumah status, that's V'chein. That's where they're equal. The Bnei Shvachos are equal to a regular Mal V'lo Taval. But when it comes to the Yayin, in Echinami, there's going to be a difference. A regular Mal V'lo Taval, when it comes to the Yayin, the Katan is going to make Yayin Esech, but by the Bnei Ashvachos, when it comes to the Katan is not going to make the wine Yayin Esech. So it's not a kasha on me, says Rav. That works very well if you assume, like the Shita that's quoted in the Tosefta that says Rokna Madresan Meshuk is Tamei. But what about the Shita that says Rokna Madresan is Tahar? So then how could the Vechein be going on the Rok and the Medras? That the Vechein, that Bnei Shvachos are also Tahar by Rok and Medras? Of course, if the regular Ovid Chavim, whose Malvel Tavel is Tahar by Rok and Medras, of course the Bnei Shvachos are Tahar by Rok and Medras. So how come Ashmalan? Avadim Dumyu de Bnei Shvachos is coming to tell me to make an equation between Avadim and Bnei Shvachos. Ma Bnei Shvachos, Malu V'Tavlu Huda Olsin Yayin Nesach, Malu V'Tavlu Lo, just like by the Bnei Shvachos, if they had Mila and no Tvila, it becomes Yayin Nesach, but had they had both Mila and Tvila, it would not be Yayin Nesach. Af Avadim Kain, to tell me that Avadim would be the same. If an Eved has gone through Mila and Tvila, he no longer makes Yayin Nesach. That's the Chiddush of the Tosefta. So you may be wondering, what's the Chiddush? Mal V'Taval, that's a Ger, that's what we call a Jew. So what do you mean? Mal V'Taval doesn't make Yayin Nesach, that's the Chiddush. Of course Mal V'Taval doesn't make Yayin Nesach. Says Gemara, Lafuki mid Rav Nachman, to tell me not to say like Rav Nachman, because Rav Nachman holds otherwise. Rav Nachman Omer Shmuel. The Omer Rav Nachman Omer Shmuel, Halokeach Avadim in Ovdik Chavim, if a person purchases an Eved from an Ovid Kochavim, Afal Pisha Malu V'Tavlu, even though they went through both Mila and Tvila, still Osin Yayin Nesach Ad Shetishaka Avodas Kochavim Mipihem. They're still going to turn all the wine that they touch into Yayin Nesach until they stop speaking about Avodah Zarah, until they stop saying everything, I'll shame the Avodah Zarah. It's a whole culture change. They grew up talking about everything, I'll shame the Avodah Zarah. Right? Their God bless yous after someone sneezes are all about the Avodah Zarah. Everything you say, just the Shigra Delishna is all about Avodah Zarah. So you have to wait till that gets out of their system, Rav Nachman Amr Shmuel says. So Kamash Malon Delos, that's what this Tosefta is coming to tell me, no, as soon as they're mal v'taval, it's good enough. You don't have to wait until their whole mode of speech, their whole manner of speech changes. Period. Says the Gemara, now let's discuss that chiddush of Rav Nachman Rav Shmuel. Gufa, Amar Rav Nachman Rav Shmuel, halukeach avadim and ovedich chavim, afal pi shemalu v'tavlu, even though they went through both Mila and Tvila, still osin yayin esach, hacha tishka avodz chavim ipiem. Rav Nachman Rav Shmuel says that they're still going to make the wine that they touch into yayin esach until they lose that mode of speech. V'kama, how long does that take? Amar Rav Shmuel Levi, ad shneimasar chodesh. Rav Shmuel Levi says, it takes up until Shneimasar Chodesh. That we see from here, it takes 12 months to really change habits, to forget a whole way of life, to get over an entire new way of life. The Sharm Tzion Balach of here relates this, although it's a weak relationship, but he relates this a little bit to the Gemara Maseches Brachos and Chesam Beis, where it says that Eina Meis Mishtakech Min Alev El Lachar Yud Beis Chodesh. That typically Yud Beis Chodesh is the allotted time for forgetting. The Gemara says that a mace is forgotten after 12 months. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger writes in Shulchan Aruch that the Hakamas HaMetzeva should be done within 12 months, because after 12 months, then the mace, the whole point of the Metzeva is to be a zechira, to remember the person, to be a remembrance for the person. So after 12 months, where there's a danger of nishtakeach min alev, that's when you have to make sure that the matzeva is there. Before that point, it's not so critical to have a matzeva, because the mace is not nishtakeach min alev anyway. Similarly, the Chassam Sofer writes, the Maram Shik in his Sefer HaMitzvos quotes from his Rebbe, the Chassam Sofer, that the mitzvah of Zechira Samalek has to be done once every 12 months. Because the whole point is Zechira and Lotishkach, that you can't forget. How do you determine that you're not going to forget? You got to do it every 12 months. So that's Maram Shik is Mechadish. When you have a leap year, and you're going to have 13 months between the readings of Parshas Zachar, so in the Kriyas HaTorah, when we read Parshas Zachar in the regular Kriyas HaTorah, the regular cycle, you have to have in mind to be Yotzei Parshas Zachar then also, so you'll never go 12 months without getting Parshas Zachar. But anyway, so that's the idea. It takes 12 months to change his habits. So, frek the Gemara, Eisvei Rabbi Rav Nachman. So, Rabbi asks on Rav Nachman, the same Tosefta we quoted before. Now, the whole Shakla V'tari is going to be very similar, except instead of attacking Rav's Shita about Tinok Ben Yoma Osa Yai Nesach, we're now going to be attacking Rav Nachman's Shita, that if you buy Avadim from Novik Chavim, and he had Milan Tvila, still not enough. He still assers. So we're going to have the same Shakla V'tarya, just attacking a different Shita. Say, Rabbi Rav Nachman. So Rabbi asks Rav Nachman, Halukeach Avadim in Avdei Chavim. A person buys Avadim from Avdei Chavim, Shemalu V'lo Tavlu, that went through Mila but did not go through Tvila. V'chein B'nei Ashvacha Shemalu V'lo Tavlu. And similarly, if you have the sons of Shvachos that had Mila and Atvila, Rokan and Madresan B'shuk Tamei. So their Rok and their Medris in the Shuk is going to be considered Tamei, meaning even in the Shuk, where generally you would say Savikdum Rishus Rabim is Tahar, still it's going to be Tamei. V'amrila Tahar. And some say it's going to be Tahar. Yenon, their wine, the wine touched by these people, gedolim osim yayin esach, ketanim einos in yayin esach. Eilein gedolim, eilein ketanim. How do we define gedolim and ketanim? Gedolim sheyodim b'tiv avod zchav m'shamsheha, ketanim shein yodim b'tiv avod zchav m'shamsheha. Gedolim are people that are familiar with the ways of avod zara, ketanim are people that are not at all familiar with the ways of avod zara. Good, the same Tosefta we just quoted. What are we looking for now? Katani mihas, but it says in this Tosefta, malu v'lo tavlu in, malu v'tavlu lo, that when is there a problem with the wine? Only if it's malu v'lo tavlu. If they went through Mila, but not Tvila. But can't you be medayik from this Tosefta that had they gone through both Mila and Tvila, it would automatically be okay, and you don't have to worry about the Yayin anymore? Akasha and Rav Nachman Rav Shmuel, who said that even after Mila Tvila, you still have to worry for another year till they get the Avodah Zarah out of their mouths, till they stop talking about the Avodah Zarah. So you see the Tosefta is against Rav Nachman. So answers Rav Nachman, no, Tirgama B'nei Shvachos. When is Mila and Tvila enough? When you're talking about B'nei Shvachos, but you're talking about a regular Ovid Kachavim that you bought from an Ovid Kachavim, from another Ovid Kachavim, you're talking about an Eved that you buy from an Ovid Kachavim, even Mila and Tvila is not enough. What's the difference between B'nei Shvachos in this context and the Eved that you bought from Novik Chavim? So it's a very simple difference. What's the whole point, according to Rav Nachman? You need him to stop speaking that way. You need him to stop speaking about the Avodah Zarah. That assumes that in whatever culture he was in previously, that's how they spoke. The Bnei Shvachos, the Shivcha lives in your house. The Shivcha is your Shivcha. She lives, she's around the Jewish home. The children are around, her children are around the Jewish home. They were never trained to speak that way in the first place. So there's no need to wait the extra 12 months for the Bnei Shvachos. But you buy an Eved from an Ovid Chavim, then you're going to need to wait 12 months. That's what the Rashba points out. If you were to buy an Eved from another Jew, so then Malu V'Tavlu right away would be enough. You wouldn't have to wait the 12 months. That whole din of waiting 12 months is only because of the environment that he comes from. But for the Gemara, the same question we asked before, Havachain Katani, but didn't we equate the Eved with the Bnei Ashvachos, with the word V'chein? And it's Gemara Rokin Madre. So not, that was only Legabe the Tuma. That was not Legabe. That was not legabe the issue of the yayin. So it says where hani chlamani yamatame almani yamatar ma'ikel meimar. Same kash we asked before. The v'chein can only be legabe the tuma if you assume that there is tuma. But if there's no tuma, so what's the v'chein that on the bnei ashvachos? Of course, the bnei ashvachos are going to be tahar. If even the eved is tahar, hakamashmalon. So this is what it's teaching me. Avadim dumyu the bnei ashvachos. Ma bnei ashvachos gedolim hu daosim yayin esach ketanim einos in yayin esach. Now the chiddush is that avadim are similar to Bnei Shvachos in the following way. Just like by the Bnei Shvachos, only Gedolim make Yayin Nesach, Ketanim do not make it Yayin Nesach. Af Avadim Nami, Gedolim osin Yayin Nesach, Ketanim ain't osin Yayin Nesach. Same as by Avadim. Only the Gedolim make Yayin Nesach, not the Ketanim. La Fuke mid Rav, and the whole Tosef is coming to teach you not to say like Rav. Dam Rav, Tinuk Ben Yom, osin Yayin Nesach, Kamash Mon Delo. Because Rav said that Tinuk Ben Yom makes Yayin Nesach, and this Tosef is coming to teach you that it doesn't make Yayin Nesach. Essentially, what boils down to, what this whole daf boils down to, is that Rav had a chiddush, Rav Nachman had a chiddush. The Tosefta is going against one of those chidushim. We just don't know which one. There's no way you can get away with learning that Tosefta and not pitting it against either Rav's chiddush about ketanim making yayin nesach, or Rav Nachman's chiddush about mal v'tavel not being good enough and having to wait another year. So when Rav had to be metari to Tosefta, he said, oh yeah, it's because Rav Nachman's wrong. And that's what the Tosefta is trying to teach me, that Rav Nachman's wrong. When Rav Nachman had to be metari to Tosefta, what did he say? Oh yeah, it's because Rav's wrong. The whole Tosefta is to teach me against Rav. That you can't paskin both like Rav and like Rav Nachman, and still hold like this Tosefta. The Tosefta has to be going against one of them. Because when the Tosefta says the V'chein, it makes this equation between Avadim and Bnei Shvachos, it has to be Legabe some halacha. So it's either Legabe the halacha of a katan touching, or it's Legabe the halacha of someone who is Mal V'tavel. So you have to go one way or the other. That's the short synopsis of what happened on this daf, what happened in the Gemara. Now, Tosos in Lafuke Midrav, Damar Tinuk Ben Yomo, has a major discussion regarding nowadays. If you look in the first line of that Tosos, Hasha Chazinan de la Hailish and Dami Latar, Shmuel, Lesle Drav, Damar Tinuk Ben Yomo, Dimke Nasia Hamas Niskavasei, El Isle Lishmuel, the Tinuk Ben Yomo, Eina Ose Yainesok. So Rav Nachman would hold, meaning Shmuel, Rav Nachman was Amar Shmuel, would hold that a Tinuk Ben Yomo does not make Yainesok. Right? Rav holds Tinuk Ben Yomo does. You can't hold like both Rav Nachman and Rav. Umutter af pishtia, and therefore would be mutter even to drink it if it's touched by a ketanim. V'uadin ketanim shein yodim b'tiv avodus chavim. Uben yomu lav dafka. And ben yomu doesn't really mean anything. It doesn't mean one day old. It means any child who doesn't really get it yet. V'avodim gedolim af pishtim al v'tavod shikhan amtin yodbeis chodesh. Older children would need to wait, older avodim, you would need to wait 12 months till it gets out of their system. And that is the shita of Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. Now, a little bit weiter, he quotes Pirshu Rashbam Rivan and Rivan B'Shem Rashi Shakasa B'Shuvas Agonim Ki B'Zman Hazeh Ein Isra Anah B'Mago V'Chavim B'Yayin Ki Ovdi Chavim Shalachshav Ein Regilin Anasik Lavodz Chavim V'Chashuvim Kein Yodim B'Tiv Avodz Chavim Shem Shem. Exactly what Daniel was saying before, that they quote B'Shem Rashi, that nowadays the Ovdi Chavim know nothing, and because they know nothing, they're all considered Ein Yodim B'Tiv Avodz Chavim, so they're all like Ketanim Mila. There's no Isra Anah whatsoever on Yayin Nesach. Isra Anah, the whole thing's about Isra Anah. There's no Isra Anah on Yayin Nesach. Then he quotes later, but the Re was Maksha Aflefizah Psak Shapasko Ben Shlomo The Reef thought that that's ridiculous. How can you compare the two? That which we are matir betinok isra na hainu mishum shein ba'afil kavanas maga. The tinok can't even have kavana to touch it. Forget about knowing what it's all about. At least they're mechavin to touch it. At least they understand what they're doing. So he doesn't think that that's correct. And then he goes on to say we don't find any raya that it's mutter nowadays. And he goes even further. Rabbeinu Tam says about his father Rabbeinu Meir, who was Rashi's son-in-law, that he once had a situation where Yai Nesach Bizman Azel, a guy who didn't know anything, came to his hand and he destroyed it. He got rid of it. He yelled it was Aser Ba'anah. But then Rabbeinu Tam says, but still he couldn't aser it because the Minig Yisrael was already to make it mutter, and mutter shushog in Vali Mazidin, so his hands were tied in terms of being able to aser. But this is the beginning of that discussion, which we really don't have time for because I got to get to yeshiva. But at least we touched the tip of the iceberg a little bit. Have a wonderful day, everybody.